Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Moments away, the executive gardener will be with us. But first, carpenter bees. Do you have them? You don't want them. And let's just fix the problem before they cause a problem. And with Rescue, you can do that.
Yeah, with the Rescue Carpenter Bee Trap Stick, it works on with wasps, mud daubers, and then the carpenter bees, they bore holes and tunnels in the wood to lay eggs, and then they care for their larvae. These holes and tunnels in the wood invite mold and rot into homes, decks, fences, and any other wood structures. Spring is the best time to catch the carpenter bees before they mate, but Trap Stick can be used throughout the summer and early fall to control carpenter bees. Rescue makes a carpenter bee trap stick that is simple to use and pesticide-free. Hang trap sticks from the wood structures you want to protect. You can go to carpenterbeecontrol.com and watch a video about carpenter bees and learn how to prevent them with trap stick from Rescue. That's carpenterbeecontrol.com or rescue.com. And they're made in the USA.
Yep. The trap stick fixes your problems before the problem before you have problems to be caused. Holly, let's go to the hotline and bring in our guest for this week.
Jeff Bernhard is a corporate executive, but he developed a passion for gardening less than a decade ago, and he now has a YouTube channel where he teaches other people how to grow food himself. Welcome to the program, Jeff.
Thanks to Joey and Holly. Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your day to not only enlighten Holly, myself, but all of our listeners. And let's start with this. You didn't get gardening until in your 40s. Not the exact common story of many people, but what was it that sparked that interest of gardening later on in your life?
Good question, Joey. So I spent most of my career, like many of the listeners, working their way up the corporate ladder and moved three or four times and made some great progress. And I found myself early in my 40s, maybe mid 40s, kind of very stressed out. All the travel, the stress from business, and my wife had a, what she called in air quotes, a wine dinner. And she invited a bunch of guests, which turned into an intervention, which she basically said, look, you got to find something healthy you like to do. The drinking the whiskey and the motorcycle riding isn't exactly healthy. So I came up with two choices. I said, I'm going to start photography or I'm going to start gardening. And I started gardening, and I grew up in a suburb of Philadelphia. Never had grown anything, quite frankly, in my life. Never had tasted a fresh tomato. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to start now. So at that very point in time, I decided to try it out, and that's what started it, actually. One dinner with friends and just trying to find a way to de-stress.
Okay, well, that is great. Now, you moved from Houston to Pittsburgh, and this is your first year growing in a different climate. Are you prepared for the differences? What have you learned already, and any challenges you expect to face that you are prepared for?
Yeah, so I would tell you, so I gardened 6 years in Houston, and it's a very difficult place to garden in. Very difficult. We have high humidity, like the most rain in the United States. It's about 65 inches a year, which is actually almost twice what Seattle is. And it's very difficult. And the heat is, as I said, is unbelievable. So the differences are that, in Houston, you can, for the most part, grow things year-round, except for, maybe January gets too cold, being 40, 45 degrees. And then July and August, other than okra, watermelon, and a few other things, that's all will grow. It's just too hot. In Pittsburgh, it gets really cold. And so what I've learned here is we don't have all the seasons. We basically have one season, which is from April, May, and it's still getting 37 at night. You know that,
right?
Being in Wisconsin, and we have until September, October. That's it. And in the winter, pretty much anything you're going to grow is going to be inside. So to answer your question, the season is shortened, so we have to get in as much as we can.
When you knew you were going to Pittsburgh from Houston, on a personal level, was you excited because you weren't going to deal with those extraordinary heat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is, yeah, look, anybody who's ever gone to Disney World, so if you look at Orlando, Tampa, Miami, and you look at Houston, Texas, San Antonio, it is hot, hot, humid, humid, and we have, the blight, the mildew. It's just, it's a very difficult time. And as you know, when you get 5 inches of rain in 30 minutes, it just wreaks havoc on a garden.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about your YouTube channel. It's called The Executive, or the YouTube channel, The Executive Gardener. When our listeners go and check that out, what can they expect from you, The Executive
sure.
Gardener?
Yeah, so I think, it's a really good question. And I've thought about this back and forth. And our niche really is what I would call convenience gardening. So there's a lot of gardening channels that try to figure out, and I'm not saying this disrespectfully because I think everybody's got a niche. How do you garden on a budget? Some are, gardening hydroponically, some are with soil. Our channel is really about how do you do it when you're really busy? How do you do it with convenience? And, as you know very well, being gardeners yourself, sometimes convenience means that you have to spend a little money. And so that's what we try to do is, look, if you, you don't have time to weed, you don't have time to get rid of the pests, and you got to move relatively quickly because you only have a certain amount of time because you have five kids or you have a busy job. Like, what's the most convenient way to garden? And that's what we try, that's what we try to tell people is, if I don't have a lot of time, what's the most efficient way to garden to get the most harvest out there? And I think that's what they look for. And we'd also, like your channel, we try to, hit a big range. So we do everything from worm castings to hydroponics to aquaponics to soil gardening. But so I would really say in a nutshell, it's probably more convenience gardening than anything.
Now, whenever you made the decision to garden and made the decision to create the YouTube channel, was that the goal in mind or did that just kind of evolve over time? And you said, I think this is what will work best for me.
I think it's what works best for me, but I also realize, Joey, that there's a lot of other people that are in my situation. Whether you're an executive or whether you're a busy mom, you just don't have a lot of time. But everybody loves fresh food. Everybody loves the ability to de-stress and kind of get out there with earth. So I just felt it would relate with a lot of people. And, I don't profess to know it all in gardening. I make more mistakes than I don't film. But I feel like I bring a real approach to things and a little bit of a personality to it. And I don't take myself too seriously. And I think I get a lot of, like you do probably, I get a lot of thank you and, just quick tips and try to teach people the most efficient way to garden to get a crop for themselves when they just don't have a lot of time.
No, most definitely. So your wife helps prepare a lot of the food from the garden. Is there any dish she makes that's a favorite that our listeners should try or maybe something you have on your channel?
Yeah, so we're, it's interesting. We just built a brand new house in Pittsburgh, and the garden, unfortunately, was on a hiatus for about a year and a half because, we were living in an apartment while the house was being built, and with COVID, supplies were delayed, so most people with new homes were delayed severely. So we're really starting to ramp out this year, and so my wife is a nutritionist and a certified diabetes educator and also a great cook. So what we thought was really important was not just to grow the food, because if any of the listeners have grown Swiss chard as an example, it's not exactly delicious to eat. You can't really digest it unless you know how to cook it with oil and seasoning and all that. So what we try to do is do both of those and try to figure out a way to cook anything from the garden and make it taste really good. And that's what she is. So she'll eventually here in the upcoming season, we'll start from the side of the yard where it's grown, and then it'll go to the cooking pan and to the plate, and we will take people through each part of the way and how you prepare it and how you make it taste good and what the nutritional value is, calories and all that for people that are looking to count those type of things. To answer your question, no question. I think I liked when she does the buffalo mozzarella with the caprese salad, I guess I would say, with the tomatoes, a few drizzles, oil and vinegar over it, and our fresh basil. So we make the tomatoes fresh, we make the basil fresh. Obviously, we don't make the mozzarella. But she does it really well. But, you know, I think the best is yet to come. And that's really what we're looking to separate our channel with, is not just the cooking, the growing of the food, which can be very difficult, but also how do you prepare it and how do you do it in a nutritional way that is healthy for listeners. So that'll really launch, I would say, in the next 2 to 4 months. And I'm really excited about it because, again, there's a lot of things you can grow in the garden that don't taste exactly great unless you prepare it right.
I definitely agree. So now, when you were a newer gardener, I wouldn't say you're quite still a new gardener, but now you are a new gardener in a different area. What are some ways you stay motivated if you came upon a challenge and stay motivated enough to overcome that challenge?
Yeah, so look, it's, you know, there's so many parallels in life with business for business. And, you know, whatever business you're in or whatever phase of life you're in, man, you always hit challenges. You always hit roadblocks. You have to overcome obstacles. And that's no different in gardening, right, guys?
Right.
I mean, you know, we get aphids. We get, we don't forget about our plants. We're trying to harden off and they fail. I tried growing shiitake mushrooms. It got mold. I mean, it's just like, one thing after another. This is what I come to appreciate. So I come to appreciate that rejection is a part of life. Failure is a part of life. And we're all a student in life. So what you learn in the growing process, just like you do in business, you're better next time.
Right.
And many times, like you all do, I show the fails. I show how I mess up, but you don't make the same mistake twice or three times. And what I love about the YouTube gardening channel is that if I have an issue and a problem, I can type it in search in YouTube, and someone has already covered it. So I'm not the only one that's had these problems, but, you know, failure and overcoming failure is a part of life. And that's what keeps me motivated to keep learning and doing better. And trying to perfect, I don't know if there's ever such a thing, but perfect my gardening skills.
Well, Jeff, we greatly appreciate the time you've graciously offered us. How can our listeners find out more about you, find your YouTube channel, and watch your videos?
Yeah, so I would just type in The Executive Gardener on YouTube, and you'll certainly find me. It's been a little bit slow this past year, so I apologize as we come into a new house. But as you know, being in Wisconsin and me being in Pittsburgh, it's still 38 at night. So I expect in the next few weeks us to start coming above that freeze point and growing a lot of stuff. We are going to be doing our yard here soon, some raised beds, and things will be ramping up with the how to cook the food. So, again, just go to either Google or YouTube, type in The Executive Gardener, and you'll find me.
Well, Jeff, we thank you for the time you've given us and the information you've shared with Holly and myself and all of our listeners.
Thank you, and I do enjoy both of your show as well. So keep up the good work, and thanks for the time.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.